Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Derek Wright, known as DWW. I have a consulting company called 3281D, 3281D.com, and that's to support the project module, which is all the code that runs Drupal.org, the issue tracking, release management, projects, all that, and version control integration. Some of the big news is that we finally decided that we're going to leave CVS behind and move to a distributed version control system known as Git. So that's big and up and coming. Things that have happened in the recent past involve packaging of distributions. So what used to be called install profiles, we're giving a more user-friendly name and just calling them Drupal distributions. And so now people can host distributions right on Drupal.org, and it packages up core and all of the contributed modules and the definition of your distribution, your installation profile itself, all is one nice thing you can just download and install. So that's a lot easier way for people to get up and running with a Drupal site targeted to their use case. Those are some of the major things that have happened recently.
So yeah, a year ago we talked about when, if ever, the Drupal project would move away from CVS, and it was mostly a resource and education issue rather than technical thing. And it seems like something happened over the last year that there was a big long thread on the groups.drupal.org of discussions, and Angie Byer and Webchick sort of just laid down the, here's all the options, you know, let's see some people raise some hands and who's going to do this. So this distributed version control and development, what sort of comes next and some of the decisions that have been made to go with Git?
Right. Well, there's actually going to be a whole panel about that at DrupalCon here. And hopefully by the time people are hearing this podcast, you'll be able to see the video and the slides and all that. To be as concise as possible about it, right. So Angie tried to draw in all of the different possibilities and narrow it down as quickly as possible to just make a decision so that we could move forward. And very quickly, it became obvious the real decision was between Git and Bazaar, and it just turned out that our community has many, many more people who are familiar with Git and who are able to help do all those sorts of things, support and education, updating handbooks, giving tutorials, holding people's hands in IRC or in user groups to help them figure out what they're doing. So Git just became the choice. And so now we're in a process of mapping out all the different functionality that we use on Drupal.org and how our revision control system fits into our development model, mapping all that out and deciding how are we going to sort of transition this all over to Git. And it's going to go in phases. So one of the most powerful things about Git is that it's this distributed version control system where every time you check out the code, it's sort of its own local repository, and you can make your own local commits and run diffs and do merges and do all kinds of stuff locally, and then you can push those changes to another repository. And Git makes it very easy to merge in changes from different repositories. That's sort of how it was designed from the ground up. The very initial phase of Git deployment is not going to sort of fully utilize that. It's still going to be more or less the development model is going to be based on patches, and you're still going to have issue queues, and you're still going to upload your patches. Now, you might locally be generating the patches from your own Git repository. That's how most people are going to do it. But we're not going to immediately launch into the sort of the full-blown Git thing where everybody's just got their own repositories and the issue queues are just saying, here, pull in this repository and merge this branch and blah, blah, blah. We're going to still stick with the patch workflow, at least in the first phase. So right now it's about authentication questions and how do we make sure that everybody has the right access to the right Git repositories, how are we going to integrate all the Git repositories with our release nodes and release packaging stuff. You know, all of those sorts of things is going to be enough to keep us busy for the first phase. Once all that's done, we're going to then look into, okay, now that we're up and running and we're all using Git, how can we optimize our development process to take more and more advantage of the features that Git will make possible?
It seems like Git is something that the developers have already started to use on their own, just like for their own development, and it's working into their own workflow. And I guess there was a little bit of fear that all development was going to start to just spread out. It seemed like it's reaching that critical time where it's like, okay, we need to make a decision to kind of integrate this into the official centralized repository in some way, while still giving the flexibility for people to kind of work locally and do a lot of complex things and be able to push it back up and collaborate with other people.
Yeah, that was a big part of what I think Angie was responding to. I mean, part of it was that she just couldn't work on core for a week because the test suite was broken, and she's like, I want to make progress and I can't. So what am I going to do that's going to really help? And one of those sort of urgent things that was coming up onto her radar was seeing how many times people are basically had moved the whole development process into other tools, whether that be GitHub or Launchpad or whatever. And they said, I'm tired of working on core with your tools. We're going to use these superior tools. If you want to see what I'm doing, here it is in GitHub, which is understandable at one level. But on the other hand, Angie and many other people saw as sort of a threat to what makes Drupal Drupal, which is our collaborative process and keeping it the discussions happening centralized in a way that are accessible to everybody, so that you don't want to have to learn or get accounts on all these different collaboration tools. We want to be able to keep everybody working in the same place. And so to the extent that for obvious and necessary reasons, people were using better tools to manage these giant patches and multiple people contributing and being able to do the kinds of things that a better revision control system allows you to do, we wanted to bring that back into the fold where it can happen in a centralized place where everybody can see what's going on. Everybody has access to that. It's not just the four people who happen to already know how to use this tool are able to review and follow the progress. We want everybody to be able to review and follow the progress. And so that was one of the big motivations for trying to make this decision. And it was really only within the last couple of months. I mean, this wasn't like a multi-year thing. So yeah, that was one of the urgencies that was leading to this.
And so just also, you know, since the project module is sort of the heartbeat of the facilitating the collaborative and distributive process of making Drupal, there seems to also be like little tweaks and improvements as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, there's ongoing, you know, new features here and bug fixes there and trying to improve the workflow and the issue queues and stuff like this. It's always a balance finding the right thing of making something that's really exactly how we need it for Drupal.org, and at the same time keeping this project module suite useful to other sites. So one of the other big things that we did in the last few months is the FusionDrupalThemes.com site from all the fine folks at Top Notch Themes is for their whole new base theme Fusion. I helped them build that site using the project module. So it uses project and organic groups and Ubercart, and they can sort of sell their releases of their premium themes, but all of their themes are packaged up and released as if they were sort of on Drupal.org, and they get much nicer workflow for how they manage their releases, and they get their own little issue tracker and all this, and they use organic groups to do access control. So it's really interesting and great, but it's important as we're developing the tools on Drupal.org to keep it general purpose enough so that not only can other sites use it for Drupal-y things, but even other people are using the project module for representing code or just issue tracking that has nothing to do with Drupal.
That's interesting because that's kind of a shift in the project module land where it used to be kind of thought as just primarily as an issue tracker, if anything else other than on, you know, Drupal.org. And so, but now that we have Drush Make and the capacity to actually make these Drupal distributions, it sounds like the project module is going to be featured more heavily in terms of allowing people to make kind of like these dynamic Drupal distributions that perhaps they're selling or giving away.
Yeah, there's certainly a potential for that. You know, certainly other people are in the distribution space and, you know, it'd be possible to using these same tools for that. A lot of people obviously sort of roll their own systems and, you know, that's fine too. But yeah, it's definitely been a long-term strategy of mine to keep all this code as generally useful as possible, to expand the user base of it so that there are more people actually contributing back to it, whether that's in the form of, you know, financial resources to hire people to fix it, or even just, you know, contributing patches and fixing bugs and adding features. So it's not all just for the sake of Drupal.org, but that there's a sort of more symbiotic relationship.
And so one of the things that used to happen in Drupal is that when a new version of Drupal came out, then you would update it immediately. And, you know, since the Drupal 6 we've upgraded it, and then Drupal 7 is on the horizon, but there's also sort of like this new redesign of Drupal.org. And so maybe talk a bit about how does the project module fit into the scheme of things when you talk about the relaunched and redesigned Drupal.org.
Yeah, so there's a lot of the elements of the redesign are going to involve or are involving functionality that's sort of managed in some way by the project suite. So, for example, a big part of the redesign was making it easier to find the kind of project you're looking for, more metrics and stats to understand the quality of the different modules and making your own decision of which of these 30 different solutions to how to make an image gallery is the one you want to be using, which one's the best supported, which one's had the most recent updates, which one's been downloaded the most. All kinds of stuff like this are elements of the redesign that are going to pull data out of the project module and display it in various ways. So a huge part of the work of the redesign has been a theme question and the actual design itself. But another huge part is the functionality to power that design. And so a lot of that sort of reaches down into the land of the project module. So a lot of that's been going on sort of independently, and many of the changes to the project module, sort of smaller incremental tweaks over the last year, have been with the redesign in mind of, hey, the redesign says we should have a block like this. Let's build it now and roll it out. And then it can look like it does on the pretty picture and, you know, some time down the future when the redesign theme itself is deployed.
I see. And, you know, it seems like also the big trend in Drupal these days is to integrate testing more closely into the whole production of Drupal core especially, but also, I guess, expanding out into the contributed module land. So maybe talk a bit about, like, how does testing fit in with the project module?
Right. So there's a large framework sort of deeply integrated with the project issue tracker in specific, where if you upload a patch, there's this whole test infrastructure that'll automatically test the patch, and it knows that it's part of an issue. And so if the patch doesn't apply or the tests start failing after the patch is applied, it can go back and automatically sort of update that issue and say, hey, this issue still needs work, the patch doesn't apply or the test failed or blah, blah, blah. So that's one way in which there's sort of a very close integration. And then sort of stepping back a little bit, another way to look at it is that this testing framework allows us to do all these wonderful things to know that things are working with Drupal core, and we really want to expand that as much as we can. And so, yeah, there's now a way on the project nodes on Drupal.org themselves to say this contributed project, it's not just core, but this contributed thing has its own test suite. Let's use that same test bot infrastructure on these contributed projects. And so we're sort of in the process of rolling that out, and it's there. And here at the DrupalCon in San Francisco, there's been some quality assurance sprints where people have been furiously trying to write tests for more contributed modules and get that all working. And in particular, we're trying to get as many unit tests written as possible for the project suite itself, because this is going to enable so many different things. One, it's going to be much easier to roll out the Drupal.org redesign because we'll have unit tests. And as we're making changes in all these ways for the theme or whatever else, we want to make sure that the actual functionality still works. It's also going to make it a lot easier to upgrade Drupal.org to Drupal 7, because if we have a whole suite of unit tests as we're doing the port, the same tests are going to work in both version 6 and version 7. And so we can, if the tests are working in 6, we can run them against the ported version in 7. So that'll facilitate upgrading Drupal.org to Drupal 7. And it'll just make the life of the infrastructure team so much easier. If there's a new change or a new feature, if we can have tests for it and we can run those locally, run those on a scratch site, you know, this is exactly the kind of stuff that we need to be doing on a giant site, is to have tests and make sure that as we're going to roll out this code to the production servers, that things are going to keep working. So I've been on a big kick to try and encourage and recruit people interested in writing tests and learning about testing to use that as a way to bring them into writing unit tests for Drupal.org itself. And overwhelmingly, Drupal.org runs Drupal core and the project suite. And core has a pretty good test suite now. And so what we really need more of is a very thorough test suite for the project suite.
Yeah, I guess that's been a really interesting development in the world of Drupal core development, is the testing. And it's almost given a lot of freedom to be a lot more innovative, but also create, you know, they may be called critical bugs, but they're at this point pretty minor or major, you know, not, you know, absolutely critical, but still you can run Drupal 7 sites. And so it sounds like it's moving towards, when Drupal 7 comes out, it's going to be a lot more stable. With Drupal 6, we were waiting on Vue's and the project integration with Vue's. So what do you see as sort of like on the horizon in terms of this Drupal 7 coming out in the project suite, or if there's going to be, like we've done in the past, that the day the new version of Drupal comes out, Drupal.org is going to be able to launch on Drupal 7.
Yeah, well, it's been very encouraging that there's already a Drupal 7 port of Views, so that's a huge thing. And, you know, I haven't personally used it, but it looks like it's quite far along. Most of the other dependencies are in pretty good shape. So I think, if enough people are willing to help out in writing these tests and in actually working on the port, it's at least feasible to imagine a Drupal.org upgrade. Now, you know, I'm not necessarily in a position to talk about that and how it relates to the redesign, because we've spent over a year working on this redesign and various people, and all that's been targeting Drupal 6. And so I don't know exactly how that's going to shake down, if we're going to do the redesign first and then upgrade, or upgrade first and then the redesign, or maybe try and do both at the same time, which seems crazy. But so I don't know. I can't make any bold claims or promises about exactly how it's going to look. But it's certainly much more feasible to get Drupal.org running a version of Drupal 7 than it was in the Drupal 6 days. And it's quite a testament to the core development process and the test suite and everything else that Drupal 7 is quite stable. And yeah, as you point out, there's certainly some bugs, and it's not ready yet for full primetime production use. But a lot of pretty impressive sites have already started being sort of stubbed out and built in Drupal 7. And it's not just a broken thing waiting to get better. It's already a very useful, very solid version of Drupal.
In interviewing Mikey P yesterday, he was talking about how, you know, he had frustrations just mostly consuming large threads on core development, and just feeling like some of the stuff that he was getting involved with at the higher level Drupal core was, I guess, getting more into politics rather than the coding. And he saw a huge opportunity to get more involved with the project module and do more stuff. And so maybe you could just talk about, like, if people want to give a big contribution to Drupal in general, the project module is a pretty big project that needs a lot of help, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you said. but yeah, I mean, it's happened a couple times in the past that people who, for whatever reason, you know, couldn't handle working on core anymore, or were tired or burned out or whatever, came to the project module as a way to say, hey, I really want to contribute to this project and its community, but I can't deal with the core issues anymore. I need a different environment to work in. Have come to help out over the last couple of years, and that's been great. And not to diss core, but, you know, to just say that other than core, the project suite is really what makes Drupal development possible, and that it absolutely needs as much help as it can get. And, you know, it's a little bit daunting at times to realize that your code is being used by about 500,000 people every day, and, you know, they find stuff and they all have opinions about how it should work. And the more help there is, whether or not it's coding help and actually fixing stuff, or testing help, or if it's even just, you know, keeping tabs on the issue queues and, you know, helping to mark the duplicate issues or answer people's questions or realize if it really is a bug. And, you know, all that help really adds up. And even if people contribute half an hour a week to helping out in some way, it would be greatly appreciated and would go a long way.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Kent.